الحمد لله الذي لا تراه العيون ولا تخالف الظنون ولا يصفه الواصفون ولا يخشى الدوائر يعلم مثاقيل الجبال ومثايل البحار وعدد قطر الأمطار وعدد ورك الأشجار وعدد ما أظلم عليه الليل وأشرق عليه النهار ولا تواري منه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ولا بحر ما في قعره ولا جبل ما في وعره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين صدق الله عليه وقال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدت أمه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام All praise and thanks and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector and controller of every single community. Peace and salutation be upon our beloved Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family members, companions, upon every single Muslim brothers and sisters who follow the sunnah of beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. My respected brothers, elders in Islam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the moment and condition and situation in your life. Follow His commandment and stay away from all those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid us and ask us to stay away from it. Follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as possible in your life. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, we are living in an era where things are happening very fast and very quick. Even the 24 hours, it's going, the time is clocking so fast and quicker, we are not realizing that we are becoming old so quick. Our age is passing very fast. We are getting closer to the qabr. And in this time, and in this situation, we have so much of enough time to be busy with our dunya, our worldly activities. Much as possible, we try to make time, we make effort to spare some time for the ibadah and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find it very difficult. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each and every one of us the tawfiq and the opportunity to spend our time in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, we all know today is the day the entire world has marked as the Children's Day. In every school, every public institution, in media, in all these places, they remind the children's rights and their duties. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, in this busy world, we have made our object is earning the wealth, we have made the object is the luxury and fame of this world, that we have forgot our primary duties and objectives. In Islam, there is no such a day called Parents' Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day and Children's Day. Every day is a Mother's Day. Every day is a father's day. Every day is a children's day. That means every day, every parent, they have duties towards the children. Every day, every children, they have duties towards their parents. It's not only once a year, we go to them, we wish them, we give them a gift, and we say, we have done our duty. Unfortunately, why they have marked this type of day? Because human being, humanity has forgot their primary object. They are flying, they are going above the sky and everywhere, they are going around the world, they have forgot the primary object why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them. Allah has created human being with the duties towards each other. Parents has duties towards the children, children has duties towards the parents. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, I think it's very appropriate to talk today about the family life, because the month of Dhul-Hijjah, month of Dhul-Hijjah is remind us the family life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as a father, as a husband, and Hajara alayhi salam as a mother and as a wife, how did she live and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, nowadays we as a parent, we don't have time, we don't give enough time for our children. We don't give enough time, we are so busy, because we are expecting, our wish is that we always hope to live and fulfill our desire in this world. We have one vehicle today, we want to have a better vehicle than that tomorrow. We are living in a house, in a small house, it's good enough, but we want to live in another better luxury house than that. So we have a lot of commitments. We have to work 24 hours. Even working 24 hours is not enough. We are unable to pay all the debts what we have taken. Because we are not living for our need, we are living to fulfill our desire. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, in this world, we cannot fulfill our desire. This world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken responsibility of fulfilling the need. Whatever we have our needs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, we don't give enough time. We don't sit with our children. We don't talk to them about good things. We don't tell them you should do this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Luqman, how Luqman al-Hakim alayhi salatu wasalam, how he advised his child. Ya bunayya aqim as-salata wa'mur bil ma'roof wanha 'anil munkar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this Holy Quran, not only for us to recite, read the Holy Quran, this is a lesson, a ibara. Allah says, لَكَذَ كَانَ فِي قَصَسِهِمْ عِبَرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah is mentioning all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, almost 25 prophets' stories in the Quran, عِبَرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. The people who has the knowledge, who can think, who can ponder, there is a lesson for it. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the advice of Luqman al-Hakim alayhi salam? Because a father, this how he has to advise his children. Children are a gift given to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Holy Quran as a hiba. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاسًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. Allah said, for some people, we give them baby girls as gift, boys as gift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word of hiba. So my respected brothers and elders in Islam, normally imams and ulamas speaks about the rights of the parents. What the children have to do towards the parents. It happened in time of Umar radiallahu anhu as well. A father came and complained to Umar radiallahu anhu and said, O Amirul Mu'mineen, my son, he doesn't obey me. He doesn't listen to me, he doesn't obey me. Then Umar radiallahu anhu called the son and asked, why don't you obey your father? He asked Umar radiallahu anhu, he asked, is there any duties that my father has to do towards me? Is there any duties that as a parent they have to do towards the children? Umar radiallahu anhu said, yes, of course. There are so many duties that a parent have to do towards children. And Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned few of them. Mention few of them. First, you say that as a man, when we are doing nikah, when we are choosing our partner, at that time we don't think about children. We are thinking about ourselves. Think she has to be very beautiful.
She has to be very attractive. MashaAllah, Islam encourages you to get married to a young, virgin and beautiful girl. Don't worry. But main time you have to think, I am getting into a family life. Today I am just only myself and my wife. Tomorrow we are going to become a father and a mother. Is this wife of mine, is this partner of mine, is she suitable to be a good mother? Can she be a good mother? The first duty that we do towards our children is choosing a proper partner, choosing a good mother for them. And then Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned second, naming a good name, third, teaching them the Quran and Hadith and the adab, the etiquette of Islam. Then the son replied, my father has failed to do all three of them. He is married to a Yahudi. He did not name me a good name. He did not teach me the Quran and the etiquette of Islam. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, we expect our rights to be fulfilled without fulfilling others' rights. You know what Islam says? Islam says, first you fulfill others' duty. Husband, we must think that I must fulfill my duty towards the wife. Wife must think that I must fulfill my duty towards the husband. Fulfilling husband's right, and the husband must think I must fulfill my wife's right. Children must think I must fulfill my parents' right. Parents must say I must fulfill our children. We must fulfill our children's right. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, we know in the world we are living, even in our country, everywhere we speak about orphanage. Islam does not encourage to have orphanage. Islam does not encourage to have orphanage. Every house in Medina, you know a time when Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Medina, the time of war. Whenever they go to war, they return, there are many children has become orphan already. We know the story of Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Him and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they resemble the similar. They had the similar resemblance. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu went to the battle, he did not return. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is returning. The children is expecting the father, well dressed up, beautifully dressed up and expecting the father. My respected brothers, just think for a moment, Rasulullah is coming. The children is thinking this is our father because the similar resemblance they have. He is coming to us, then children realize this is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They ask, where is our father? Rasulullah, he could not reply. He could not reply. He asked certain question. Don't you like that I am going to be your father from today onwards? And Aisha radiallahu anha going to be mother for you from today onwards? Don't you like this? My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, the children's day today, we have to remember that how much we have done the duties towards our children Islamically. We are answerable in day of Qiyamah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi. Each and every one of you are shepherd, responsible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask about your responsibility. So my dear respected brothers, every house should have an orphan. This is what Islam encourages. In orphanage, how much even the best luxury, the best facilities you give them, always you go and ask them, the children always feel backward. We are here because we don't have our parents. Always they are seeing other children, they have given the best of facilities, you give them the best. Even how much best you give them, you cannot replace the cuddling, you cannot replace the love and care given by a mother and a father. How much even love and care you give them, nobody can replace the love and care is given by the father and mother. So that's why Islam says, Islam encourages, you have an orphan with you, don't show any difference. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged that even in Quran, Allah says, be fear. Fear in the matter of orphans. We have to protect their wealth, educating them, all these things, my respected brothers and elders in Islam. And another very important thing, bringing up our children in Islamic way, this is our duty. Bringing up our children, and there are certain etiquette. with our children, when we interact, normally we know time has changed. Those days, father comes and says, son, you do this. The son will not talk back or ask a question, why should I do that? But the time we are living, when the father comes and tells, son, you do this, he will ask, why should I do this? I can do this. He will try to teach us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this. Even in Holy Quran, Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah is teaching how the parents should act with the children. Because even sometimes they also have so many things. In the story of Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam, they also have certain things that we should learn from them. Sometimes we think we fathers, we know everything because we are much elder than them, we think we know everything. No. Islam says you have to interact with them, exchange view. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to slaughter, to go qurban of his son through the dream, Ibrahim alayhi salam did not come straight away and take the son, tie his leg and hands together and took the knife and slaughter him. No. He could have done that because it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. Allahudaya kattala, avarku appadi seiyanuchi. Mavan appadi edutu vandu kaala ketti appadi arukanchi. Allahudaya kattalaikku mela mavanukku endha oru vaarthaiyum illa. There is no room for the opinion of the child. There is no room there. Tholura vishayathila magan neenga thola viruppama indru kekkrathila engalukku endha oru edavum illa. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, what did he do? He called his son. Ya bunayya, Allah mentioned the entire story in Holy Quran. Ya bunayya inni ara fil manami anni azbahuka fanzur madha tara. Oh my beloved son, I dreamed. This is a wahi, this is a commandment of Allah. I dreamed that I am slaughtering you. Fanzur madha tara. What is your opinion? Why he did that? He wants to see. This is what Islam is teaching us, etiquette. Even anything you want to, you know, you want to tell them, you want to teach them, ask their opinion as well. Allow them to speak. Allow them to come out with their opinion. Then you will know their mentality. You will know what type of thought. If his mentality, if his answer is negative, then you must think, with whom is he negotiating, associating, with whom is he waiting, who is his friend? By asking him, by putting the ball and ask him, will you like to do that? But what was the son's reply? Nowadays, in the kalathila thola sonnale mon vaappa keshira kalam. But the son, he was very obedient son, Ismail alayhi salam. What did he say? Ya abatif al ma tu'mar satajiduni insha Allahu min as-sabirin. Oh my beloved father, if al ma tu'mar, you do whatever you have been commanded to do. Satajiduni insha Allahu min as-sabirin. Insha Allah, with the will of Allah, you will find me amongst the people who are making sabr. My respected brothers, ulama karam explain this story and Nuh alayhi salam story. Here the father is calling the son to slaughter him and to destroy him, and son is willing to go do that. The story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But in Nuh alayhi salam story, father is calling the son, oh my beloved son, irkab ma'ana wa la takum ma'al kafirin. Get into this boat, get into this ark, don't be with the kafir, you will be destroyed. Here father is calling, inviting him to protect him, but son is running away from him. Ulama karam compare these two stories and says that is the environment. Environment, the mahol, the environment where Nuh alayhi salam, children and wife grew up, it is a negative environment. We are making effort. Why are we making effort of da'wah? In order to rectify the environment. We can say, I am performing salah, I am performing hajj, I am giving my zakah, my children are doing well, they are all reading Quran, and surrounding is corrupted. Definitely one of the days, our children will be corrupted. So creating this environment, Nuh alayhi salam, environment was total against. Children did not see anything obedient to his father. They say, Nanga vaapada irunda vela mushiyam mudinji. Avar palaya style leikirar. Nanga vaapada irunda engalukku inga munnerela. Vaalkaiyila munne, we cannot go out. We cannot do anything. Our friends will mock at us. எங்கட அன்பர்மாரல் எல்லாம் எங்களுக்கு கிண்டல் போடுவாங்க. அன்பாந்த பெரியார்களே, கனவான்களே, சகோதரர்களே, we have to create this environment. That is the duty of every single parent in every community. That is the responsibility of every elders. Creating this environment, a positive environment. Nowadays the time has come in such a condition that the sinning disobedience of Allah has come to fingertips. Even fathers and mothers cannot control that. The sinning disobedience of Allah, haram, has come to fingertips. So many complaints because of the Facebook and using of, you know, misusing of internet. So much of complaints in police, and they are calling all the religious elders and saying, we cannot stop this, so you advise them, advise your community to stay away from it. Because they are right, that is. That is their freedom. We cannot stop, we cannot block them, we cannot say you cannot use internet. But they say you advise them to stay away. Misusing it, creating an environment. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, in a very beautiful environment. In an environment, we're in the environment of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to create that. That's why in the beginning he says, anybody becomes Muslim, it is farl upon them to make hijrah to Medina, to go to such an environment. We have to create an Islamic environment, Islamic atmosphere. When people see, listen adhan and bayan and all those things, children must get fear, taqwa in their heart. Then when even they are alone, their fingertips will not type the wrong messages. Through their fingertips, they will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected brothers and elders in Islam, as parents, we have so many duties towards our children. We have to bring up our children according to Islamic way. And some of the time, our parents only remember when they give their daughter in marriage, they remember that my right, okay? No one can give. If a daughter jumps and goes and get married, he comes and he tries to put something. He says, no, that is my right. I am the wali. I am the wali. I am the guardian. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, if you want to be a wali, if you want to be the guardian, you want to have your right, then you bring up your daughter according to that way. You bring up your daughter. உங்களோட மகளுக்கு நீங்க வழியா ஐக்கணும் வேண்டா. நீங்க அந்த மாதிரி உங்களோட பொம்பளை பிள்ளைய வளங்க. அவ திறந்துட்டு வளர்க்கிற எல்லா ஆண்களோட பேச்சு எல்லாத்துக்கும் அனுமதி கொடுத்தீங்க. கிளாஸ்ல உண்டு உட்கார்ந்து கொண்டிருக்கிறா, எல்லாத்துக்கும் அனுமதி கொடுத்தீங்க. ஆனா நிக்காவுடைய நேரத்துல மட்டும் வாப்பாட்ட கேட்டு கல்யாணம் முடியுங்க. வாப்பா தான் வாகனத்துல கொண்டு போயிட்டு ஹராமான சூழல்ல விட்டுறது வாப்பா. ஆனா மகள் அதுக்கு பின்னால தவறு செஞ்சதுக்கு பின்னால என்ன மையத்துக்கு மூழிக்காதீங்க, என்ன மையத்துக்கும் வராதிங்க. இஸ் இட் ஃபேர்? நியாயமா நாங்க பேசுறது? நியாயமா? பசியான ஒரு பிள்ளைய சரியா, பசியோட வாலிப பெண்கள் இந்த காலத்துல பசியோட இருக்கிறாங்க. வீட்டுல அந்த ஆதரவு கொடுக்கப்படுதில்ல. உம்மா வாப்மார் அவங்கள கவனிக்கிறல்ல. They don't be given that love and care. They are looking for the love and care. அந்த நேரத்துல எங்கேயோ இந்த வாழ்றத்தன் கொஞ்சம் அமைதியா மிருதுவா வசந்தா பேசத்தோட உள்ளத்தை குறிச்சிடுறாங்க. அன்பாந்த பெரியார்களே, கனவான்களே, சகோதரர்களே, அந்த லவ்வுக்கும் கே, they are waiting for the love and care. இப்படி பசியோட இருக்கிற ஒருத்தருக்கு சாப்பிடுக்கும் சாப்பாட முன்னால வச்சு நீங்க சாப்பிட வானம் என்று சொன்னாது நியாயமா? My respected brothers and elders in Islam, each and every one of you are responsible. Each and one of you. When our children ask for the internet access, we are giving for the education purpose. But what is happening now in the world? They're misusing and abusing it. So this is what it called. Children's Day is protecting them and bringing them up in Islamic way. We have to upbring them in the proper way. Create that environment. If it's needed, you buy a desktop and keep it in the hall, where everybody is access. Now we are giving them in room. Beat us. எங்கட மால் அப்படி ஒன்றும் செய்யறல்ல. சரியான நம்பிக்கை இந்த காலத்தில் எங்களே நம்பாத காலம். We cannot believe ourselves. Because so much of haram and fitna. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, I have not left a more severe and very difficult fitna than for the men, the women. أَضَرَّ عَلَى الرِّجَالِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ In Bukhari Sharif, the hadith comes. So my respected brothers, that is the duty of the fathers and mothers. That's why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's not easy bringing up our daughters. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for this fact Rasulullah said in hadith, whoever brings up two daughters in one hadith, three, and give them in marriage in a proper way, and give them in marriage, that person will be with me in Jannah like this. So my respected brothers and elders in Islam, on this day, we are heading towards the Dhul Hijjah. Many Hujjahs are preparing themselves for Hajj. We always have to think, our ibadat, our acts of worship, obligations are connected with our worldly activity. We are performing Hajj, we have kept intention, we have paid the advance. We must always think and ponder, have we earned this wealth in a halal way? Have we paid the before advance with the halal money? Are we doing a halal? Our earning, is it halal? It's connected. Our ibadat is connected with our worldly activities. Our ibadat is connected with our family life. And once Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once a person came and told Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about a lady. Oru penmaniya patti nabiyangal sonnanga. Iva nombu nokkara pahal nerathila. Ira unela thala nindu varangara ibadat quran odra ana ivara naavala andai veetarala thunpurutra ivara naavala andai veetara thunpurutra she is hurting the neighbors by using bad words or by scolding them. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said innaha min ahlin nar, she is among the people who are elder hellfire. Ibadat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ibadat in one side, and the hukukul ibad is another side. Shiyakudi amalan oru pakkam, ana matta pakkam, engada ulahathudaiya seyargal, makkaloda nadandhu kolra mura, idu matta pakkathil irukkudhu. Paavangal nannai vida paaram. So we have to be very careful about it. So we are preparing for our Hajj. There is a great witness. Great evidence why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Hajj the last pillar of Islam. Because a person, he has to be, have complete Iman. Iman la parpoorna tadayunu. Completion in his Iman. Adakka pinna la tuliga. His Salah. Completion in Salah. Inna Salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Mana kedana vidayangal, asinga mana vidayangal, haramana vidayatundum, anda tuluga avara pata hakonu. He has to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Salah. Every day in Salah we are facing the Qibla Kaaba. Even wherever we are in the world. And then Sawm, Zakah. By Salah we purify our body and soul. By Zakah we purify our wealth. Then Sawm, we purify our soul and our body. We purify our soul. Purification of soul takes place with Sawm. Then after the Ramadan, the month of Hajj, starting Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, we prepare for Hajj because we have to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we are in a purified and very clear atmosphere. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا So my respected brothers, first of all, whoever have intention, have kept intention, first, whoever has not been for Hajj, and you have the means, to go. We have the ability to go through the Hajj. When we go for Hajj, we have to learn many lessons. But preparation of Hajj starts from our niyyah. The intention, why I am going there? Because Allah has invited us. أَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا That's invitation of Allah. We cannot go. எங்களுக்கு தனியா போவேல அல்லாஹ்வுடைய அனுமதி அல்லாஹ் எங்களுக்கு அந்த தௌஃபீக் செய்யாட்டி எவ்வளவு தான் பணம் இருந்தாலும் Even how much of wealth we have, we don't get the tawfiq. We know a story. It's mentioned in many kitabs about a master and a slave. Master and a slave. We'll speak about like nowadays how it happens. I'm just, you know, turning that, you know, I'm just saying about our daily life how it happens. We have a boss and a driver. Time of Adhan calls. time of Adhan, the driver says, the boss, Adhan is calling, I must go and perform Salah. Driver is a Muslim and a boss is a Muslim. Boss says, okay, you stop the car and go and perform Salah and come. He is sitting in the car and listening to the music or listening to something else, whatever it is. The driver went for a long time. He doesn't come back. He's not coming back. The boss is asking, what's wrong with you? Why can't you come out quickly? The driver replies, the one person, is not allowing me to come out. Boss gets angry. Who is not allowing you to come out? Then the driver replies, the one who is keeping you out, the same one is keeping me in. The one who is keeping you out, the same person is keeping me in, not allowing me to come out. That is who? Allah. The person gets into the masjid, we need the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are here through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the tawfiq of Allah, we cannot even utter one word, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, we cannot utter. So we need the tawfiq. We have to prepare ourselves psychologically, physically. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hajj, we have to be strong physically. You have to be strong psychologically. You have to be strong spiritually. You have to go there. It is a difficult. How much even the hajj, how much even the Saudi government try to make it as easy as possible, hajj is a jihad. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned hajj. You need a lot of sabr. So prepare yourself. Prepare yourself with your halal wealth. And fulfill all the duties of the people. Haqq. Some people has to pay so many people debt. That person is suffering, but this person is going on hajj. Everybody is cursing him, and he is going for hajj. He is not fulfilling the rights of his neighbors. Every year, he goes and tells his neighbor, I am going for hajj. Dua chayenga, na enna chere chenja, manni chukonga, or solra, niga nalla peitu vanga, ana ulla thala alura. Ivar oru varsam hajji ki porare, naam pashiyode ikiren. Every year this fellow is going for hajj, but the neighbor is starving. Neighbor is starving. We have to fulfill the hukukul ibad, the rights of our fellow brothers before we go to hajj. Islam is a very balanced religion. We have to balance all of this. Prepare yourself by fulfilling your rights towards the wife. We have to give them our children, your parents. Some of our children, they are, every year they go, but they're not fulfilling even their rights of their parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, my respected brothers. The babu of the parents, the difficulty, what we put them in difficulty, that we have to suffer, we have to face that in this world as well. So, prepare yourself psychologically. Another very important thing, when we go for hajj, we have many agreement with our travel agent. This has both the side. Travel agent who is taking responsibility of taking the hujjat, you all have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You fear the dua, badua of the hujjat. If you have mentioned, clearly mentioned what is the service you're going to give them. If you're going to give them this service, you mention that, I am charging so much because I am giving you this service. If you fail to do that, you return the money. If you fail to do that, you have to return. This is the facility is going to be in our hotel. This is going to be the food. This is going to be the transport. This has to be clearly mentioned. Some of the time, blindfoldly, they don't mention these things. Say, oh, kitta. Harata kitta dan. Like you know, when you go to village, when you ask them, where is this mosque? Just you go down, keela pona angani kiki. But we have to walk for so many kilometers. My respected brothers, the people who are doing this type of service, you are doing a service, same time you fear for the badua of the hujjat. Clearly mentioned before they depart from here, say, this is what we're going to give you. This is the meal what we're going to give you. This is the accommodation arrangement. This is the transportation arrangement. This is going to be this house, the tent going to be in the Mina. this is how going to be. There are certain things that the travel agent cannot help, the delay. Because you know, by millions of people are coming. The traffic in the road, you cannot blame and curse the travel agent because of the traffic in the road. You cannot reach on time on Madina or come back to Makkah or from Arafah to Muzdalifah and Mina. If you have this problem, you cannot blame them because this is because of conjunction. You cannot blame them. But if they any, you know, misunderstanding or anything regarding their hotels, regarding these things, you have to speak to them before you go. Every haji, you make sure that. You know why I am saying this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who performed hajj, in hajj, how he has to perform? فَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ وَلَمْ يَرْفُسْ. He should not scold anybody. He should not sin anyone. Without sinning, without scolding, without speaking any bad word, we should perform hajj. Then only you return as newborn baby. அந்த மாய் ஹஜ் செஞ்சாதான் அன்று பிறந்த பாலான போல நீங்க திரும்பி வாருங்க. யாருக்கும் ஏசுறது பாவம் இல்லாத முறையில ஏசி பேசி இல்லாம நீங்க ஹஜ்ஜ செஞ்சு வந்தாதான் அன்று பிறந்த பாலான போற வருவீங்க. அங்க சரி தவறுதலாக நீங்க ஒரு ஹஜ் டவலோட போறீங்க, அங்க போயிட்டு தவறுதலாக ஏதாவது ஏற்பாடு செஞ்சா அங்க நீங்க மௌனமாக இருங்க, யாருக்கும் ஏசாதீங்க பேசாதீங்க. ஏ அதனால ஒவ்வொரு ஹஜ்ஜு வீணாகிடும். டிராவல் ஏஜென்ட் செய்யற தவறதுனால ஓட ஹஜ்ஜ வீணாக்காதீங்க. பஸ் நின்று கொண்டு பொதுவா செஞ்சுட்டு வாழன் இவன் நாசமா போனவன் எங்கட ஹஜ்ஜுடைய பலன் நீங்க வீணாக்காதீங்க. அதனால அமைதியோட இருந்து எங்கட நாட்டுல அதுக்குரிய அமைப்பு இருக்குது, ஹஜ் மினிஸ்டர் ஒன்று இருக்குது. உங்களுக்கு அப்படி அநியாயம் நடந்தா நீங்க நாட்டுக்கு வந்து அந்த ஹஜ் மினிஸ்டருக்கு எழுதுங்க, நான் இந்த டிராவல் ஏஜென்ட்ல போனேன், இவங்க இந்த வாக்குறுதியை தந்தாங்க, ஆனா தந்த பெசிலிட்டிஸ் இதுதான். நீங்க திரும்பி வந்து அன்று பிறந்த பாலான போல திரும்பி வரணும் வேண்டா, அங்க போயிட்டு உங்களோட இபாதத்துல கவனம் செலுத்துங்க, உங்களோட இபாதத்துல கவனம் செலுத்துங்க. அதிகமான பெண்கள் நீங்க ஹஜ்ஜி கூட்டி போறீங்க, உங்களுடைய மனைவி மக்களை பிள்ளைகளை அவங்க என்ன செய்யறாங்கன்னா, அதிகமான கிராம பகுதியில இது நடக்குது. என்ன நடக்குதுன்னா, ஊர்ல இருக்கிற எல்லாரும் சல்லை சேர்த்து கொடுக்கறாங்க, நீங்க இப்படி செயின் வாங்கிட்டு வாங்க, இந்த நாங்க வாங்கிட்டு வாங்க, இந்த டிசைன் நாங்க வாங்கிட்டு வாங்க. இப்ப போயிட்டு மக்காலையும் மதீனாலையும் மதீனால வாசல்ட்ட சாமான் வாங்குறது சுன்னத், நல்லமாம். சாமான் எல்லாம் வாங்கிட்டு வந்து மினாலையும் அரஃபாலையும் இந்த பெண்களுடைய முழு ஃபிக்ரும் என்ன, இந்த தங்க நகையில பாதுகாக்கிறது. ஒன்றுக்குள்ள பத்து சேன் உடுத்து பாரம் எங்க புழுவும் மேலா வெச்சிக்கொள்ளவும் மேலா துவா செய்யவும் மேலா எல்லா நிலைமையில ஃபிக்ர் இந்த தங்க நகையில பாதுகாக்கிறது. உங்களோட ஹஜ்ஜல இதாக்க வீணாக்காது. அதனால இப்ப ஆண்கள் நீங்க பொறுப்புதாரிகள், பெண்களுக்கு சொல்லுங்க, நீங்க சாமான் வாங்க அங்க போறது, ஷாப்பிங் இல்ல நீங்க அங்க போறீங்க, ஷாப்பிங் இல்ல அவங்க நாட்டுல நீங்க செய்யுங்க. அதனால ஹஜ்ஜிக்கு போறீங்க, ஒரு இபாதத்துக்காக வெளி போறீங்க, இந்த மாதிரி நியாத் நீங்க செய்யக்கூடிய ஒவ்வொரு அமலும் நியத்தை கொண்டுதான் இருக்குது. அதனால போன வருஷம் போன நேரத்துல பிச்சம் கவலை, அதிகமான பெண்கள் கவலைப்படுறாங்க, உங்கேயும் போறாங்களும் இல்ல, ஒன்றும் துவாரே மீக்கிறாங்க இல்ல, எல்லாம் என்ன போட்டுக்கொண்டு வருத்தத்துல போடுறாங்க. இன்னொரு பெண்மணி இப்படி போயிட்டு அவ தவாப்புல போன நேரத்துல அது உடஞ்சி விழுந்தோ அல்லது கல்லை நிலத்தெடுத்தோ தெரியா, அவட ஹஜ்ஜி நாசம், முழு ஹஜ்ஜும் அலூர். எனத்துக்கு அல்லாஹ் இந்த பக்கத்து வீட்டுல தந்த அந்த சல்லியால வாங்கின செயின் அவக்கு நான் இப்ப என்ன சொல்ற. அதனால வேற கடமைகளை ஹக்களை பொறுப்புகளை எடுத்துட்டு போகாம இந்த அமைப்புல யூ ட்ரை யுவர் பெஸ்ட் to fulfill your hajj in a proper way. And my respected brothers and elders in Islam, we know we are preparing hajj in our country. It has become a tradition. Before going for hajj, there is a bayan. The alim comes and speaks few words and then explain about the few matters about the hajj, and we think we know about the hajj. We know about the hajj. Whoever is preparing to go hajj, there are so many ulamas. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us. Allah has blessed our country with many ulamas. So go to them every day, take some time, sit with them and learn the Kitab al-Hajj, the chapter of Hajj. Learn, ask them, learn how about the ihram, about the, you know, all those type of Hajj. What is the best type of Hajj? How you should perform? Because sometimes you go away, your leader, the alim, is not around you. Then you are able to perform Hajj on your own. Prepare yourself. You are spending your money and you are going there. and the people who return. Ulama Karam has summarized and explained it. We have to come back. A Haji should have these three qualities when he's coming back from Hajj. When he's coming back from the Hajj, he has to have these three qualities. First, he must get the tawbah of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Adam alayhi salam, he went around the tawaf of Kaaba, went around that place and asked, Rabbana balamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Wallah, I have oppressed myself. I have sinned. Please forgive me. This Adam alayhi salam got the maghfirat, forgiveness, the tawbah, Kaaba. So we have to go and get that tawbah, return. As what I said, and pulanda palana pola naga thirumbi varum. Adam alayhi salam's tawbah and Ibrahim alayhi salam's sacrifice. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was ready and prepared to sacrifice anything for sake of Allah's commandment. Evayum ava tayara endal adu pillaigala irundhalum seri manaivi makkala irundhalum seri Allahude kattalaikku adu thyanam seiya tayara irundhal Ibrahim. That's why Allah has mentioned in Holy Quran, fihi ayatun bayyinatun maqam Ibrahim. There's clear evidence there in maqam Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salam's place where he stood and he built the Kaaba. And wahudan lil alamin, and hidayat for the entire universe. And when he's returning, he must become a da'i. That Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time of Hajj, he went every 10 and the time, and he invited people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every haji must return with these three qualities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand the Holy Quran, understand the hadith, and obey and follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, engada paavangalai mannippaayaga, engada petraargalai paavangalai mannippaayaga, inda sahodara sahodarigalai paavangalai mannippaayaga. Ya Allah, enna nalla vidayangala pesapattadho anda nalla vidayangala amal seiyakoodiya paakke tharvaayaga. Yaralam kaburaligala harakraangalo, ya Allah, avanga kaburla uli naal noora naali baraka seivaayaga. Avanga kaburla nee surka poonjala haakkeyaayaga. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.